This past weekend marked the 30th anniversary of the Miniota Shirt Sleeve Classic, and in celebration, the words, Home of the Shirt Sleeve Classic, have been painted above the windows in the curling waiting room. The community and the rink were hopping with many locals as well as those who came to participate in the fun. Hats off to the Miniota Community Center Board for all the hard work for such a huge event. As well, a huge shout out to Bob Gardham and his crew for keeping the ice in tip-top shape for the Bonspiel. This event requires many volunteers to man the rink and hall kitchens, and the donations of food are appreciated. A roast beef meal was served on Saturday and a cold plate supper on Sunday. The car rally was a highlight, where 25 entries took part in this tour of the countryside of Ward 1. The winners were the Hill family team. Over 200 enjoyed the free pancake breakfast held at the Miniota Fire Hall, with our firefighters doing the cooking. The draw for the barbecue grill was made, with the lucky winner being Brian Oliver. As well, the fire department sponsored the Fireman's Rodeo event for the youth on Sunday. Saturday entertainment for many was the color run sponsored by the Miniota Figure Skating Club and the bouncy castles and face painting organized by the Bertel Miniota CDC. A new event added to the Friday evening entertainment was washers, with winners being proclaimed. A-side winners, Curtis Gardham and Trisha Gardham. B-side winners, Robin Leland and Chelsea Gardham. Second round winners, Brady Brown and Brady Joseph over Daryl Brown and Brian Armitage. Beer garden and social evenings were held on the skating surface, with party jockeys supplying dance music. In the shirt sleeve curling, 24 rinks took part in the Bonspiel. Winners were, first event, Sean McKean, second event, Janelle Latch, and third event, Jason Heeman. Sunday afternoon, six slow pitch teams went into action. Winners were, first, We Got the Runs over Master Batters, second, Bin Token against Son of a Pitch, and third, Sticky Glove Gang against BTS Sluggers. On Sunday afternoon, the annual tractor pull event was organized by Murray and Kyle Gurr. Winners were, 5,000 LBS and U. First, Kyle Gurr, Miniota. Second, Bill Carter, Alexander. 6,000 LBS and U. First, Murray Gurr, Miniota. Second, David Prince, Deloraine. Third, Kyle Gurr, Miniota. 7,000 LBS and U. First, Kyle Gurr, Miniota. Second, Murray Gurr, Miniota. 8,000 LBS and U. Calvin Bryant Memorial. First, Kyle Gurr, Miniota. Second, Murray Gurr, Miniota. 10,000 LBS and U. Bob Bryant Memorial. First, Jerry Wilson, Hamiota. Second, Riley Hall, Oak Lake. Third, Murray Gurr, Miniota. 12,000 LBS and U. First, Kyle Gurr, Miniota. Second, Nick Dushnicki, Isabella. Third, Danny Argue, Miniota. The Miniota golf course saw lots of action, with 78 golfers in the Shirt Sleeve Classic Golf Tournament. Ladies over 55. First, Irene Clark. Second, Sharon McKenzie. Third, Deanna McConnell. Ladies Under 55 Championship. First, Kaylee Jorgensen. Second, Tracy McKean. Third, April McKean. First flight. First, Angie Stonehouse. Second, Wanda Rhodes. Third, Angie Shouldis. Men's Over 55 Championship. First, Clay Viburn. Second, Rod McKean. Third, George Kreiser. First flight. First, Paul George. Second, Bill MacArthur. Third, Jim Young. Men's Under 55 Championship. First, Bryce Kyle. Second, Dusty Morton. Third, Jason McKenzie. First flight. First, Nick Matiowski. Second, Brady Joseph. Third, Foster Cuvier. Second flight. First, Devin Sanders. Second, Dylan Stonehouse. Third, Austin McKenzie. Students, 17U. First, Ty McKenzie. Second, Isaac MacArthur. Third, Logan Armitage. This very busy weekend was also a huge fundraiser for the Miniota Community Center Hall and Rink.